Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We gotta have a drive.
23 left.
Will. 1, 2, 3.
It's the Overtime Show. Here's Nate Geary and Joe DiBiase.
Good evening, everyone. Happy dinner time. Pleasure to be with you, as always, here on the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy supplier. You've got me for the next 2 hours. I've got open phone lines, and we've got stuff to talk about, people. So I'll give you a couple minutes to dial up the phone dials or, you know, maybe the manual. What are those? Rotary phones, maybe turn down your analog radio, and maybe find your flip phone and give us a shout at 803-0551, 888-552-550. If you're out of the area, want to call toll free, feel free to do that as well. I'm Nate Geary, TJ Luckman with you like we are every Sunday evening around this time for a Bills 1 o'clock game. And this game turned out almost exactly like I thought it was. And I haven't quite talked any trash to my boss, Alan Davis, yet. My boss texted me during pregame today, and Joe and I were talking about how this feels a lot like a preseason game. And he mentioned something along the lines of, guys, you know, it's any given Sunday, it's the NFL, bad weather, this could be a closer game than you think. And for like 5.5 minutes, I was like, oh man, if the Bills lose, my boss I will never hear the
end
of it.
It's going to light into me.
Oh my God. I just would have never heard the end of it. And it just ended up being exactly what I thought this game would be, which is the Bills are a far superior football team facing off against a team that right now just is not very good. They don't have the quarterback play, quite obviously. Davis Mills is just not it. Their offensive line, although it's probably the best offensive line the Bills defense has played this year, really couldn't keep Davis Mills upright. The weather certainly affected things early in this football game. Josh Allen, first two throws were pretty bad. A bad overthrow on the first throw of the game ends up as an interception by Houston. Then when they come back, the second throw of the game on third down is a mail job over the head of Stephon Diggs on the sidelines. And you're thinking, oh man, like, can Josh Allen play in the rain, right? Like all of these can Josh Allen question marks, right? These can Josh Allen play in front of fans and can Josh Allen do this? And every time you ask a question about that, Josh Allen typically figures out a way to win, and then you start to wonder, okay, maybe I should stop criticizing him. Maybe I should stop talking. Overall, though, the thing that stands out to me from this game are a couple of things. First and foremost, and by the way, you'll be able to read all of my thoughts from after the game up at WGR550.com and my post-game column, which will be up within the hour. So feel free if you miss any of our show and you want to just check out the written content. My column is up after every game. And I'll be bringing that as well. So I just kind of want to go over some of the storylines. It's the end of the first quarter of the season. Technically, it's not. Technically, the end of the first quarter of the season would be end of quarter one next week because the league decided to add an odd number of games, which makes it impossible to do math. Not a big math guy, but I'm going to assume you were all smart enough for me to say it's the end of the quarter one of the season and us all be good with that.
You have the right idea. You just add a quarter for each one. So
right.
Now the next one would be the second quarter after a week.
Whatever.
Right.
That's correct.
You get it.
That's correct. So here we stand at the end of Q1, right? And any of your companies, you guys work for regular, normal, everyday companies. You don't work for the NFL. You don't play in the NFL. You don't coach in the NFL. You're not a general manager. So your quarterly reports, right? You end up meeting with your manager, maybe you're in sales, so you meet with your sales manager and you get your Q1 report. Did you sell enough products for the week or for the quarter? Did you make enough phone calls? Did you have a good customer service score, right? Like, these are all things that you start to think about, you start to, you know, adjust as you work through Q1. And this is time to evaluate. Self-evaluation is an important part of business and growth. And after Q1, I think all signs are pointing to almost exactly where we all thought they would be after Q1. Maybe you're on team, they should be 4-0 and you thought they'd be 4-0. I think that they should be 4-0. I have no idea, once again, how they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who is just not a good football team. And, you know, we're sort of at this point where I'm starting to think that that loss in Week 1 was a blessing in disguise. I think it was important for this team to get absolutely punched in the face by an inferior opponent in the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are not going to be in the playoffs, so it's not like you have to worry about the Bills playing or getting another chance at the Steelers. The Bills will not be getting another chance at the Steelers, and who cares? This season was not, you know, about beating the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 1. In fact, after Week 1, I think I, along with just about everybody else, said the season is not won and lost in Week 1. In fact, Week 1 typically lies. You tend to get a false sense of hope, a false sense of doom and gloom, which is what everyone here in Buffalo got, was just this false sense of doom and gloom. And here we are, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, and the Bills are sort of back to being your Super Bowl darlings. They have outscored their opponents 118-21.
Is that good?
That is good. I don't know where it stands in the all-time record books of a three-game stretch. I would tend to bet it was probably a lot.
I actually just saw the tweet. It is second in franchise history compared to the three-game stretch from the end of last year where the Bills pulled in, I want to say it was 48, 38, and 56.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, you know, these guys are good. They're all right.
They are good. I'm going to work through a couple more points here, then I will get to your phone calls, 803-0551, 888-552-550. I got a couple of open phone lines, Mike and Kevin. Stick with me for a couple minutes here while I work through some of my thoughts, and then we will kind of hand it over to you guys, as we normally do for the show, to get your thoughts, your opinions. Feel free to tweet at me as well, at Nate Geary Sports on Twitter. I will read through and get through some of your tweets as well, but I want to start with maybe something that isn't as sexy as what maybe we would be talking about after the Bills win 40-0, and it's Spencer Brown. I color me surprised that Sean McDermott, Brian Daboll bench Cody Ford in a game that you don't have your other starting guard, John Feliciano. No Feliciano this week. I'm thinking what would be the reason you bench Cody Ford? Short of, listen, he has not been playing well, but do I believe Cody Ford like deserved to be benched? I mean, at times this year, I've thought he's been one of their better offensive line, which I guess isn't saying much. They've struggled for the first quarter of the season. Spencer Brown is a stud. He is a stud. And in brief moments, in spurts, he has absolutely looked the part of an NFL starting offensive lineman. He has looked the part. He gets the nod today. And I wonder now, with his play today, I think he stood out to me as one of the Bills' best offensive linemen. He is a stud when it comes to run blocking. He is this team's, I think, best run blocker on the edge. It's shown on film. You turn on the film, and as Josh Allen says, he pops, and he does pop on film. He's aggressive. I love the way that he plays the game. I think he's smart. I think he brings an attitude. I think he brings a sense of lightheartedness to the field. I like a lot what this third-round pick has brought through the first quarter of the season. He's a pleasant surprise. And I think very much that he is one of this team's top five offensive linemen. How I imagine this looks the rest of the way when all things are healthy and all things are equal. Dawkins, Feliciano on the left side, Morse at center. As much as I have hesitancy to move Darrell Williams down to guard, because we just have seen the results of moving Williams down to guard before. Having said that, the right side is where he needs to be. So if he's on the right side playing right guard, I think I feel comfortable enough moving forward with him if it means getting Spencer Brown on the field, who I believe is this team's best option at starting right tackle. So if Spencer Brown hits here, guys, this is sort of what I wanted to talk about. If Spencer Brown hits, what a monumental thing for this Buffalo Bills team. What a monumental thing for Brandon Bean. Like, I don't think you can quite overstate it. Getting a starting caliber right tackle in the third round of this draft is an absolute game changer for a team that needed a change up front and simply did not do enough, in my opinion, this offseason, in free agency, to be better along the offensive line, to expect better results. Re-signing John Feliciano at any number wasn't my favorite move, at least not signing him without bringing in some more notable competition. They didn't do that. They decided, we're basically going to run it back with the same offensive line. We're getting Cody Ford back. He'll be healthy. This is how we improve, by getting healthy and continuing to develop our own. And that's a ballsy move. That's a risky proposition. And the only hedge we saw was the Bills drafting Spencer Brown, Tommy Doyle, and Jack Anderson, who was, you know, on the team's practice squad and was picked up subsequently by the Philadelphia Eagles and is no longer on the team. So when you can hit, and I heard it during the broadcast, I think Tiki Barber said it, this offense is filled with third-round picks, absolutely filled with third-round picks. Dawson Knox. Deion Dawkins is the second-round pick. But, you know, like this team, this offense, you have Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders. These are all players that are second, third, and fourth round picks. Gabe Davis, for instance, right? It's jam-packed with day two and day three picks that have carved out really nice careers for them. So you know that it can be done. It's been done. It will continue to be done. And it's being done right now. If Spencer Brown hits, I cannot really describe to you how monumentally important that will be for the further development of this offense, the continued steps that we need to see them take on a week in and week out basis, right? Like, those steps essentially, in my opinion anyways, are integral to this team being something. They need to be better on the offensive line. The underlying numbers still have not been good. But if you have found something with Spencer Brown, man, I can't overstate it enough. It's a huge, huge moment for this franchise, being able to hit on a third-round pick. If he is one of your best offensive linemen, which it's looked like, he has earned the right to be on the field. There's just no doubt about it. He has earned the right to be on the field. I'm really excited about Spencer Brown, if you can hear it in my voice. I'm very excited about what I've seen in 3 weeks in mop-up duty, in some limited starts. And in his some limited opportunities in garbage time and coming in as sort of the team swing tackle, but what I saw today was really, really promising. I'm excited to see sort of his development throughout the year. I'm giddy about it. Emmanuel Sanders, another guy. Emmanuel Sanders has been a revelation. Right, like everyone wondered. I wondered. It's fair to wonder what a 34-year-old guy in the NFL who tore his Achilles tendon just 3 seasons ago, and at 34 and change, that is not an easy thing. It is just not an easy thing to sort of come back from and look like the player that Sanders has looked like through the first quarter of the season. He has been absolutely fantastic. Just absolutely fantastic. Now, it's come at the cost of potentially the development of Gabriel Davis. I think a lot of people expected Gabriel Davis to take that step this year, to be this team's number two wide receiver. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's necessarily a concern that Gabriel Davis is not seeing the reps that he saw last season with John Brown in the lineup. But this gives this team an additional year to get him ready to be this team's number two receiver in the future. Emmanuel Sanders isn't here for the long run. He might be here another year after this year. If it goes as well as it's been going, yeah, I'd say sign him up for another year. I mean, he and Cole Beasley both have looked really, really strong deep into their early 30s. As a guy that's about to turn 30, I better watch what I say about deep into their 30s at 34 years old. But he has been an absolute joy to watch. I think I did the math. He is on pace through 4 games to be at just about 50 catches, 850 yards, and 8 touchdowns. And this is not a shot at John Brown, who I think was a fantastic player, a fantastic pickup for this football team. But he has been two steps better, three steps better than John Brown.
John Brown was a great receiver, but I feel like with
Emmanuel... Was limited.
Yeah, with Emmanuel Sanders, you get the whole package.
You get the whole package.
He still has his speed.
Still, yes, he's a deep threat. He's tough. He takes hits over the middle. He does an alligator arm things.
Nope.
He gets in between a zone, and he knows a hit's coming. He makes the catch, and he finds a way to just absorb the hit without fumbling the football, giving himself up, or not, you know, not putting out a full effort. Alligator arming it is what they call. But he has been a really strong addition to this football team. Lastly, and I think sort of at least on the offensive side of the ball, and we've got, you know, an hour and 45 minutes to talk about this defense as well, which I think has certainly earned the right for some airtime here tonight. But I think the defense just needed to have this performance again today. I'm not impressed, right? Shutting out two opponents in a span of three games is damn impressive. But it probably should have been this way, right? Like, Miami's offense stinks. Washington's offense bounced back today a little bit, but they faced a crappy defense in Atlanta. The Texans stink on offense. I mean, they have almost no redeeming qualities. If Brandon Cooks was not in that lineup, that would be the worst offense I've ever seen. So, I as much as I want to be impressed with a 40-0 shutout and two shutouts in the last three games, these are the results that I'm starting to come to expect from this defense. This defense is elite. They are very good. And I hope to God they've got a close to 100% healthy Matt Milano next week. They're going to need it for the Kansas City Chiefs, who look beatable. The Kansas City Chiefs look more beatable than I've ever seen them look. The Tennessee Titans just lost to the New York Jets. I know they didn't have A.J. Brown. I know they didn't have Julio Jones. That team stinks, the Tennessee Titans. So the Bills have some opportunities here, and a big performance from this defense next week would go a long way. I'm not really there calling it a measuring stick game because everybody lets up 30 to 40 points against this Kansas City Chiefs team. And if the Bills next week give up 30, 35 to the Chiefs, I'm not calling them a complete failure or frauds. It's not a good measuring stick game. But I'll tell you what, if they perform well and they hold that team to under 30 points, I will absolutely be singing their praises. So we're just at an interesting time, folks. It just with where this team is, both offensively and defensively, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, we said this last year, if you can combine the 2020 offense with the 2017 or the 2019 defense, you have a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and the Bills have done that and have shown that they've done that over the first few weeks of the season, and it's got to be exciting. 803-0551, 888-552-550. I've got one open phone line. I'm going to start ripping through calls here in just a moment, but before we do that, it's time to get connected with our fans. It's powered by Nextiva, the official communications partner, and by Premcom, the official telephone system of the Buffalo Bills. Power your business connection with Premcom. Let's go to Mike, who has been waiting on hold. Mike, you're on the overtime show.
Hey, how you doing, Gary? Thank you for the take on my call. Let's go, Bills, number one. Yes, I do agree with you what you said about Pittsburgh. We should have been 4-0, but, you know, I don't know if they're ready or not, pumped up, you know, for the fans, for the home opening. But you know what? That was a good game, A+. Now we got Tennessee and Kansas City. You know, it was a good game. We start worrying about Mahomes and Tom Brady. I think this is our year. And, let's go Bills.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mike. It's, I think, too, with Allen today, a lot of things to like, particularly in the second half. He looked way more comfortable throwing the football. He did not look comfortable with the ball in his hands, with it being as hard as the rain really fell early in that football game. And he settled in, and he settled in a really big way. I really liked what I saw from Josh late in that football game. Deep into that second quarter, I thought Sean McDermott said in his post-game comments, we'll hear those again here shortly on the Overtime Show, so don't go anywhere. We'll definitely be hearing from Coach. But I was really impressed overall by Josh Allen's ability to sort of have a short memory and come back and sort of avenge that interception, that early interception he threw in the game. Thanks for the call, Mike. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Overtime Show. Welcome.
Hey, guys. You're just talking about, you know, the defense, and it's great to see him play like we really haven't since the season before last. And I guess my question is, if the offense does take a step back or Allen regresses or, you know, doesn't throw for 400 yards a game, is this a better brand of football, a little more balanced team? And do you think it's a better way to get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. I think we said this in pregame that right now, if Josh Allen doesn't have his best stuff, if he's not, you know, like a pitcher, right? The pitcher doesn't have his best stuff. You got to rely on the offense to get some hits, to score some runs for you. And I think right now, the Bills are capable and able to rely on their defense to get stops and to get the ball back in the hands of the offense. So I think that's really important for this team. And it was something they missed last year, Kevin, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin. 803-0550. I got a bunch of open phone lines. Give us a shout, 803-0550. If you're calling toll-free, 1-888-552-550 are the numbers to call. Let's grab one more call before we go to the locker room. Let's go to Quinn. Quinn, you're on the Overtime Show. Welcome, Quinn.
Hey, nice to talk to you again.
You too, my friend. What do you got for me?
Well, I think the Bills are in a great position, and you know, the way that you should prepare as, let's say, the top team or a team that's sort of hanging in there is different. A great empire that's just vanquished all of its rivals kind of builds a little bit more into the future. And I'm noticing the Bills have a very nice improvement trajectory. And I would question them to optimize sort of their daily improvement process, not just planning for the next opponent, but how do we fundamentally get better? And one place I would look to, I think, is actually studying the classics. This is something that a lot of chess players do. There's certain games that have been played a long time ago that people still talk about because something crazy happened that we're still trying to figure out. And if you think about the total number of human brain power hours that have been spent thinking about that, like a game that, let's say, happened in 1960, it's going to be significantly more than a game that just happened last week. So, and also the games of great players.
I would generally agree with you. And thanks for the call, Quinn. I want to pull the point that you just mentioned there about their sort of improvement. They tend to apply, they tend to be good at evaluating what they did or didn't do well in a given week, make the changes the following week, and apply them, and it show on film, like in the results. Like, they are good at improving. They are good at understanding the flaws that we see week in and week out, making the changes, applying them, and actually showing that improvement. And that's just the sign of a well-coached football team, Quinn. And I think, generally speaking, I think we'd all agree that Sean McDermott has walked in here and has earned the respect of this team mostly because he puts them in good positions. He puts the right players in the right positions at the right time. And when you're a player in this league with a very short window to be good and to make an impact and to make money, you want to play for a guy like Sean McDermott because you know that he's going to put you in the best positions possible based on your skill set, based on what you're able to do, based on what you're able to sort of understand, comprehend, and apply. And I totally agree with that. Like, it's the thing that has stood out to me the most maybe this year is just their ability to correct. They made a ton of mistakes in that week one game. They get that block punt for a touchdown. You know, Josh Allen doesn't look great. The offense doesn't look great. They make a couple of changes. It looks better in week two. Not the best, but it looks better. And then week three, boom, all those changes happen, and they look notably better. Then week four, boom, same changes have been made. Now they're scoring 40 points in the rain. They look like they can now run the ball, right? In the offseason, Quinn, they said, Brandon Bean said, we need to be able to run the ball more efficiently. We don't want to run the ball more. Our identity is passing the football. But by God, we need to be a more efficient running team. And what have we seen through the first 4 weeks? Both running backs, Zach Moss, who we're going to hear from here in just a moment from the locker room, and Devin Singletary are both averaging over 4 yards a carry. Devin Singletary's at 5 yards a carry and has got 180 yards through the first four games. This is a running back by committee, but by God, I mean, it's by what series, who's got the hot hand. They're riding the hot hand, and it's been working. This is an effective running game now, and that was sort of the last phase of this offense that they really needed. Thank you for the call, Quinn. I appreciate it. Just quickly, tomorrow on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday presented by Northwest Bank.
increasing the value of you. Howard and Jeremy break the game down in the morning. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Show Open Bulldog at 3. It'll feature former Bills center Eric Wood at 4. Buffalo Bills football Monday all day on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Let's go to the locker room to hear from Zach Moss, and it's brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Zach Moss, Mookie Hawkins, Buffalo Sports Today. How's it going, big guy?
What's up, boss?
Hey, man, you know, raining outside, you know, that's typically a great day for the run. Was you excited for the rain today?
Yeah, you know, that's football weather, man. So, you know, we were, as a team, collectively just riled up and ready to go. No matter the circumstances, we kind of knew going into the week that we could have some weather issues. So, you know, we did a lot to get prepared for this game. So, but yeah, you know, we did a good job. The offensive line did a good job of coming out, being ready to go. And it was just a really good team effort going into those type of situations.
Important was it not to bypass this game with Kansas City ahead? You know, I mean, you guys came out, it seemed like y'all were pretty much locked in on taking care of business today. But how hard was it to, you know, focus up for that?
It wasn't hard at all, I don't believe. You know, the way that way we do things in our building is one time at a week. I'm trying to go 1-0 this week. And that's the biggest thing. We're not looking forward to, you know, the Kansas City game or things like that. You know, we're just trying to focus on our opponent this week and handle our job this week and, you know, figure out a way we can get better and get a win.
Here to talk about Spencer Brown's performance today.
Yeah, he did a good job, you know, stepping in, being a rookie and, you know, handling his business the right way. So it was fun to go out there and play with him. You know, he's a really good player. So definitely looking forward to a long season with him.
Congrats on the win, big guy.
Appreciate it.
Zach, congrats on the win.
Appreciate it.
You and Devin both go over 4 yards per carry, and the Bills as a whole rush for 199 yards today against Houston. You know, how do you feel seeing this offense running with so much more success this year compared to last year when the team was very pass heavy?
Yeah, you know, just a tribute to the offensive line. And then, you know, we just, as the backs, we've been working really hard, keeping our head down, not worrying about the outside noise, and just coming, you know, ready to go week in and week out. And we've been able to do that over these first 4 weeks. So, you know, it's a long season, you know, so we're not really worried about what we're doing right now. We're just trying to continue to get better week by week.
Thanks, Zach.
Hey, Zach, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Stephon Diggs had over 100 receiving yards for the first time this season. Was it only a matter of time before he had his breakout game?
Yeah, you know, he's a great receiver, one of the best receivers in the league. And, you know, it's obvious what he did last year. So there's no way in the world, you know, a guy like him, where he works and things like that, what he expects out of himself, he was going to be held down for too long. So, you know, it was good to go out there and, you know, as an offense, executing as a whole.
Definitely. And with 2 shutout wins in the past 4 weeks, what does that say about this Bills team?
You know, we got a lot of work this team to do. It's a lot of good sites, you know, defense doing their job on that side. Everyone's just trying to help each other play, you know, to the best of our abilities. So it's a really good thing that, you know, we're, you know, all 3 phases is kind of coming together and doing what we need to do.
Definitely. Thank you so much and congrats on the win.
Appreciate it.
All right. That's Bills running back Zach Moss. I'm going to take a timeout on the other side. We will take more phone calls. I've got 3 open phone lines. Phone numbers to call, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. More from the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. When we return, you're listening to WGR.
Shoulder of Josh Allen, the snap. Allen pumps once, punts twice, fires it now, caught by Dawson Knox at the 5, and he goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Buffalo!
A double pump fake from Josh Allen. He finally hit Dawson Knox, who went into the end zone for the Buffalo touchdown, a 25-yard strike. Ready to go. The snap. Davis Mills fakes the handoff, fires it. It is intercepted. Picked off downfield by Micah Hyde, and he goes down immediately at his own 45-yard, or at the Texans' 45-yard line. A bad ball thrown by Davis Mills, intended for Brandon Cooks. He missed badly, and Micah Hyde had an interception gift wrap. It is a second and six. Texans at the Buffalo 45, the snap. And back to throw, going deep down, all the way down the field, Mills, and it is intercepted at the 6-yard line. Picked off by Jaquan Johnson, starts back upfield, gets a couple of blocks, and he scoots out of bounds at the 32-yard line. He was going downfield for Anthony Miller.
All right, welcome back. This is the New Wave Energy Overtime Show. It's powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. I'm Nate Geary. Welcome back. Those were your three game highlights from today's 40-0 romping of the Houston Texans. And a quick check of the eye on the quarterback, which is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. Josh Allen in this one, I mean, what a performance he was able to put together after a rocky start. 20 of 29, 248 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. And again, he starts 0-2, 0-2 in this football game and completes 20 of his next 27 passes. And just an absolute show that he put on and was able to put on today. So great job from Josh Allen, and that's your eye on the quarterback. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to, do I have this right? Is it Johan? Is that correct that I've got here on line one? Johan, is this did I catch your name right?
Hey, babe.
How are you? Did I say your name right? Is it Johan?
Johan from Kaisertown, yeah.
Perfect. How you doing, my friend? What do you got for me today?
I'm just want you to talk me down from the.
All right. Well. I was going to talk you down, but I don't know. It sounded like you're ready to complain about something in a 40-0 game. I will talk you down if you listen. I may not have a psych degree, but I absolutely I can be your shoulder to cry in if you need it. So Johan, if you just disconnected there, feel free to give us a call back, and I'd be glad to have you on. Let's go to Will. Will, who's waiting patiently. Will, welcome to the Overtime Show. Welcome. Will, you there? Will going once. Will? All right. Sorry, Will. I wanted to have you on, but it just didn't work out. All right. I'm at some point here in the next few moments, I'm going to go back to the locker room because we've got more sound. We're going to hear from Ed Oliver and Emmanuel Sanders. Before we do that, let me make sure I've got all my stuff in order here. Before we do that, though, I do want to grab we've got a couple more folks waiting on hold. I've got two open phone lines, 803-0550. That's your local number. 888-1-888-552-550 is your toll-free 800 number. And let's go back and let's hear from Eric. Eric, you are on the Overtime Show. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well.
I just wanted to talk about the offense's red zone struggles, it seems like, with touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, they certainly were not super efficient today. I think I saw they were 1-for-5 in the red zone or something along those lines, settled for a bunch of field goals. I'm going to chalk it up, Eric, to a little bit of sloppy execution due to the weather. I think if all things were balanced and neutral and there was good weather today, I imagine this team probably hangs like 55, 60 points on the Houston Texans. It was a similar issue that they had 2 weeks ago against Miami, but I do think the conditions played a big part in some of the red zone issues that they had today. Again, though, you know, they walk away at halftime at 16-0, and you're feeling, all right, well, they left some points on the board. There's no doubt about that. But at no point did I feel like, you know, the offense just isn't executing well enough, and this is something to worry about kind of moving forward. I think they're okay, Eric, but you definitely would like to see them maybe, you know, especially next week. And I think that's probably where your underlying concerns are, right, is you really can't – you can't settle for field goals against Kansas City and win.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I think we're all worried about next week, but I think we'll do fine.
I will say this, Eric. The Bills are going to go into next week with I think, far more confident defense than they did last year. Week 5, going into that Kansas City game at home, I'm hoping for some balanced, you know, sort of neutral weather conditions, just for it to be dry. That would be fantastic for the Bills.
And I think Kansas City, I would just like to see both of these teams not in a cold weather, rainy, wet game so that we can just see what both offenses look like when all things are the same. And that's what I'll be looking most forward to this week. Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate it. Let's go to Justin. Justin, you're on the Overtime Show. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, Nate. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. My father passed away last Tuesday, so I didn't get a chance to really watch the Washington game.
Well, I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry for your loss, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a split Bills and Cowboys fan, if there ever was such thing. My dad's a unique individual, and that's part of what made him unique. But it's a good win. felt good to be able to watch Bill's game downstairs in my man cave, and yeah, they might not have looked the greatest, but I'll take 40-0, and I'm looking forward to next week. And yeah, I'm pretty proud of the defense and the way they're playing. I hope Matt's okay, but I think AJ's fully capable. I think we all can expect Josh to come out with a chip on his shoulder next week. I hope he's not overly hyped, and you know what happens when Josh gets a little too excited. But we also know what happens to Josh when he takes games very, very seriously, the way he approached the Steelers game last year when Juju was dancing on the field. So if we can get the offense of last year and the cool, calm Josh in that game, mixed with our defense that we have so far, I think we can see some positivity, hopefully, out of next week. But go Bills. Hope you have a good rest of the afternoon, Nate. And this one was for my dad. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Justin. And again, I'm sorry for your loss, man. It's a tough time. And, I mean, not that there's ever an easy time. But thanks for calling in and give us your thoughts. Yeah, I agree. I think if all things are equal, next week the Bills will likely. I like the fact that the Bills are on the road. To be honest, maybe that kind of sounds a little crazy. You'd rather be at home, but I think in terms of being all amped up, I like him on the road in that situation. I like that chip on his shoulder that he's going to bring and manufacture for that game next week. And I think there is a lot of unfinished business in this locker room. I think there's a bad taste in their mouth on how they played last year in that AFC Championship game. And I'm looking forward to them to getting another shot at this and seeing what they can do. So that's going to be an exciting game, no doubt. I know it's a game that we've all been sort of circling and looking forward to since the schedule came out. Sunday Night Football, two of the best teams in the AFC. Let's see it. And I know I'm excited, and I know a lot of you are as well. So I'll be really looking forward to that. Let's go. Let's grab one more call before we take another timeout. Let's go to Julian. Julian, you're on the Overtime Show. Welcome, Julian.
Hey, how you doing, Nate?
Very well. And yourself?
Real good, man. You can't complain on a 40-0 game when Bills winning.
I agree.
But let me just complain a bit. I mean, it's all good. My thing is Bills Mafia's expectations so high.
Yeah.
Now we expect Allen to throw 400 yards every game, 4 touchdowns, run over a linebacker, and do all this good stuff every game. And when I'm talking about Bill, I'm talking about myself. Because I expect Allen to do that every game. And when he doesn't do that, I'm like, what's wrong with Allen?
Yeah.
But I don't know, just talking to myself, really. It's like, it's okay for the rest of Bills Mafia. It's okay. Allen doesn't have to do all that for us to have a great game that we've been having for these past 3 weeks. It's just, I don't know, once Allen does get in his rhythm and starts being MVP status Allen, I mean, Nate, we're supposed to be, what, 56-0 today instead of all those punts. We're supposed to be touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little bit – thanks for the call, Julian. I want to put a little bit of the blame today on the conditions. It was especially early when it's pouring like that. Those are as tough of conditions as you can get. I'm not here to story tell, but I obviously, if you know me, I grew up, I played quarterback. They are – some of the worst conditions you can have is that heavy rain where you just can't find anything to really get a full dry off of your hands. Like, that was the situation they played in today. That's not an easy thing. And we saw early in the ball, that ball sail on Josh, right? It sailed in him on those first two throws. He really settled in. He completes 20 of the next 27 throws. I'm not sure in that game with that game plan. By the way, I mentioned this in pregame. It felt like a preseason game. I thought the play calling was pretty vanilla. They really weren't out there pulling out all the stops like they're probably going to be doing next week against the Kansas City Chiefs, who are a very good football team, but a defense that's struggling. I expect the Bills to really kind of pull out all the stops, and we see some trickery, some trick plays, you know, a little bit of more diversity, more play action. They ran a lot under the center today instead of out of shotgun. So those are things. This is a team that's still sort of, I don't want to say finding their way offensively. I think their last two performances have been very good. I look at this performance today, and I'm not going to look at this and say that I need more from Josh Allen. And one of the other things we talked about as well is the fact that Josh Allen doesn't necessarily always have to have the, you know, the good stuff, the great stuff, the, you know, the Tom Seaver stuff. Like, he can be a little, you know, erratic sometimes. And this defense right now is good enough to keep them in the football game while Josh figures his stuff out. You're not going to – listen, this goes for Patrick Mahomes, too. They're 1-2. Now, they're 2-2 now. But Patrick Mahomes hasn't been at his best yet, really, this year. And that happens. It happens to other quarterbacks not named Josh Allen as well. So it's something to think about. All right, 803-0551, 888-552-550. It looks like I got one or two open phone lines. Would love to hear from you. You can also tweet at me, at Nate Geary Sports. I'll answer some tweets there as well. So we'll take a timeout on the other side. We'll also hear from Cam Lewis. We'll hear from Micah Hyde and Jaquan Johnson. We'll hear from Bills center Mitch Morse and Ed Oliver. So we got a lot to get to over the next hour and 15 minutes. You're listening to the New Wave Energy Overtime Show. It's powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider.
A lot of confidence for sure that we can go out there and not try to force plays down the field. Understand that we want to be us, and that's continue to move the chains on third down. I try to skip third downs most importantly, but if we don't, at least we're trying to end every drive in a kick and understand that our defense is going to have our back, but we got to be there for them as well. So, you know, they're playing lights out right now. You know, two shutouts in the last 3 weeks. That doesn't really happen in the NFL too often. So, you know, we appreciate those guys. They're playing extremely well. Coach Fazier and Coach McDermott are getting them fired up and you know, put together good game plans.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. We got time for another couple of phone calls here before we do that tonight at 8 p.m. on WGR Sports Radio 550. Westwood One presents the Bucks at the Patriots. Sunday Night Football on WGR is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case and buy Armor Heat. Do it right the first time. For more than a decade, New Wave Energy is New York's trusted electricity and natural gas supplier. As a longtime partner of professional sports and the only energy supply company headquartered here in Buffalo, New York, New Wave is proud to be the power behind Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Visit newwaveenergy.com to experience lower energy rates and to see how you can save for your home or business. The same bill comes from your utility company. The only thing that changes is the amount you pay. Like Josh Allen says, keep it in the pocket, save with New Wave. Enroll with New Wave Energy today, your local energy provider. All right, let's grab one phone call before I got to take a break. Let's go to Tom, who's been waiting patiently. Tom, you're on the Overtime Show. Thanks for waiting, man.
Good. How are you?
Very good.
A couple quick points. Just give me a second to lay it out.
Sure.
First off, every win's a good win, whether it's by one or 50. But my real thing is the Pittsburgh game.
Mm.
Look, the defense teased us in that game. That was a great game because, you know what? It was way too much swagger on our part. We're just going to roll over everybody and all that. And you know what? Not only does history say it, but numbers say you're not winning them all. And it was a good kick in the teeth. They've been a different team since then. Is it going to continue? I would like to think so. Nobody can predict the future. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Tom. It's listen, you're spot on, right? Like in this league, as much as today did feel sort of like a preseason game, in this league, you can lose in any given week. And, you know, as maybe it wasn't the best and prettiest wins, I would like to think this offense is going to continue to get better week in and week out. And they've shown, at least through the first couple of weeks, and I was talking about this last segment with whether caller Quinn, who called in to kind of say that, like, this team applies changes. They're self-aware. They know what they are doing wrong. They make the change, they apply it, and then it works. And it's you could see it. You see the application in the following game. And that doesn't happen everywhere. Like, you don't have you know, franchises that can apply changes in real time and be better for it. I'm going to, before I take a timeout, I have to get to another locker room sound here. So let's go to the locker room. We're going to hear from Cam Lewis, and it's brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Play fast and trying to help the team win.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, game is pretty much at hand. How much did y'all want to secure, you know, the shutout?
You know, those are hard to come by in this league, as you can tell. But, you know, we're just trying to play our best ball, you know, keep them from scoring, keep them from, you know, getting yards and stuff like that and getting the ball back to our offense. So it's always on the back of our minds, but we're just trying to play our defense, play our ball, and show the lead that we're here to play.
Great game out there, Cam.
Appreciate you.
Cam, congrats on the big win.
Appreciate you, Ryan.
So with you playing, replacing Taron Johnson, you saw DeMar Hamlin had a pass breakup, Jaquan Johnson with the big play as well. What can you say about the depth of this Buffalo Bills defense?
We got some guys, man. We really do have some guys. Yeah, we talk about it all the time. You know, we believe that any of our DBs right now from – the active roster, the practice squad can go play on anybody's team. And, you know, when we get that opportunity, I feel like we show that every time we, you know, the guys are elevated or, you know, Quan goes in or DeMar goes in, you know, we just play our ball. And that's Buffalo Bills football, you know. DBs, we pride ourselves for being the best in the world and we try to go out there and show it.
Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. How do you feel like you played in today's game?
I mean, it wasn't my best by far, but, you know, there's a lot of things to, you know, look over the film and get corrected. But, you know, I was just happy to be out there with my teammates, my guys, and just help them get to the win, you know. At one point, and then, shoot, we got a shutout too. So I guess we played good enough, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, once I look at the film, correct some stuff, I know it wasn't a perfect game, but, you know, we can always get better after one.
How did it feel to have a solid performance in front of this hometown crowd?
Always feels good. Always feel good. Buffalo always shows me love. You know, I've been here for a minute, you know, since my UB days. So it's good to be at the next level and with the Bills and stuff like that, being able to help the team win, like I said, and help the city, you know, try to bring home that championship later.
Definitely. What are your thoughts on how the defense has been playing throughout the first 4 weeks of the season?
Oh, we've been playing pretty good, but, you know, like I said, we haven't hit our best ball yet. We try to get better each and every week. Like after this game, you know, it's going to have some stuff to be corrected and stuff like that. And, you know, we just try to get better each and every week. You know, every week is a new week. We got to bring our best stuff every week. So if we keep on doing what we have to do, we'll be all right.
Thank you so much. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Okay, you know, just playing in the slot, you have to be a physical player, obviously, because you're closer to the box. Just kind of, obviously, it looks like you had a good tackling day. Just kind of, what do you think about playing physical the way Taron does and showing your tackling ability?
You know, I'm a gritty player now. That's one thing you're going to have to figure out. You know, just trying to help the team win, you know, just put my body on the line. It's a physical sport, and being in that nickel spot, you have to be physical. You have to be able to get off them blocks, you know, them big tackles and them tight ends coming to block you and stuff like that. So just trying to do my job, my 111th, and then, you know, when the ball carrier presented itself, just trying to get them down to the ground.
And then I think that there was one play, I think it was early in the second quarter, they were backed up deep in their own end, and if I recall, like, I don't know, you either read it or you shot in for a tackle for loss. Harrison Phillips was in on the play, too. Do you recall that play?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of our, you know, cover threes. And, you know, just showing our disguise and seeing the quarterback hand the ball off, and I just shot it, try to go make a play, help our team.
Thank you.
No problem.
It looks like it's it, Cam. Thank you.
All right, appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Bills corner Cam Lewis, UB product, as well as he mentioned there on the broadcast. Going to take a timeout. If you're hanging out on hold, stick around. I'm going to get to you on the other side. We've got a quick update and a quick timeout here, and we'll do that all next year on the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. I jumped the gun on that. I
I apologize to my I apologize
for the good part.
I'd apologize to my producer who spends countless hours making sure that these rad bumps hit the airwaves, and here I am just jumping the gun on them.
I often wonder how many hours I actually have spent putting stuff into here.
And how many
hours.
It's
a lot. I care about it a lot.
And how many times I have to ask you, like, hey, could you throw on that new John Mayer song?
Yeah, all
the
time.
And you're like, yeah, like, no problem. Like, I'll come
I mean,
in.
I have no problem with it. I'm a Mayer guy, so
you,
it's okay.
You and Andrew Edits. Which
that's
might
true.
As well just
we
be
all
his
ran
last
into
name.
Each other at a show once.
We did
didn't
at
we?
A John Mayer show at Darien Lake. What
that's
a time.
Right.
What a time. I mean, those were the pre-COVID show days where I mean, I guess there's really nothing that different about shows now post-COVID, but, you know.
Barely.
I digress. Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to hear from some more players. We're going to hear from Sean McDermott and Josh Allen this hour as well. So let's go to Alex. Alex, you're on the Overtime Show. Hold on. Alex, you're with me now. What do you got for me, my friend?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. First of all, appreciate you guys having me on the air.
Sure.
Obviously, go Bills. Really excited about this season. Honestly, it reminds me of the 1983 season of the Cheektowaga Warriors. It was myself. It was Dom Swalski. And honestly, you know, we threw that Hail Mary like no one else. And I just want to get your opinion on what are your odds of the Josh Allen MVP season? Obviously, we're going to the Super Bowl. No questions about that. But what are the odds that Josh Allen wins the MVP? He got screwed last year, so I'm going to hang up and listen. Appreciate your call. All right. Take care.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Alex. Listen, I mean, he's probably got an uphill climb right now. Patrick Mahomes throws 5 touchdowns today. But at the end of the year, or at the end of the day, Alex, it's really going to come down to, you know, who ends up, I don't want to put this, who are the best teams? If you're the top 3 or 4 teams, you're going to have the MVP candidate. I don't know that Rodgers is putting together quite the same campaign. He's not competing against Russell Wilson right now and the Seahawks, who have not really looked very good. I think they're going to win today against San Francisco right now. But Russell Wilson hasn't quite looked like the same guy that he looked like last year. And there's reasons for that. But it's going to be about who's in it towards the end of the season. And That'll be a big reason why. So I'm just watching my fantasy season go right down the tubes with another Deebo Samuel touchdown. So, you know, I'll just Woosa.
It's going to be okay, bud.
I tweet this often, but I hate fantasy football. Which is weird because I'm in like 15 leagues, so that's kind of like an awkward statement from me. Tomorrow on WGR, it's Buffalo Bills Football Monday. It's presented by Northwest Bank. It's increasing the value of you. Howard and Jeremy will break the game down in the morning, then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon, followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon and Chopin Bulldog at 3, featuring former Bill Eric Wood at 4. Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR. Sports Radio 550. We're going to go and hear from one of my favorites, Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel was joined by Ed Oliver, who had another really great game today, following up a good game last week. So let's go to the locker room to hear from Emmanuel Sanders and Ed Oliver. It's brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION.
Plays you made a few.
Yeah, you know, it's just how it go down, you know. Every game not going to be like that, but when your opportunity come, you just gotta, you can't freeze up. You just gotta go hit them in the backfield like I did, you know? So, yeah. And especially the team run the ball, like we've been knocking out the run pretty good. So it's been hard to make plays in the run game. But they stuck to the run. It was raining. So I said, all right, y'all stick to the run. I'm gonna stick y'all.
Second game decision, second shutout. How's that defense feeling?
Defense feeling good. Like I say, second shutout. I think we held them to 97 yards, something like that. So, our coach got us saying we got to protect our reputation every week. So basically, that's what we did. Went out there and we ain't overlooked nobody. We had to protect our reputation.
I know Star doesn't talk a lot in the room. Does he talk a little trash now? They've got 2 sacks here on the season.
Man, get Star. nah, Star always cool about his production and stuff like that. Like he just execute when he get on the field. It can't put it in any other words besides that. He just execute.
Emmanuel, we've heard you talk about the offense going bing, 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 bing in the preseason and what happened last week. What's it like to have the defense respond bing, bing, bing like this?
Yeah. I'm so impressed by the defense. Like, you know, I've been on 3 Super Bowl teams, and every team that I played on, defense was the ultimate factor. Defense wins championships. We all understand that. So They just got to keep it hot, keep doing what they're doing, and, you know, keep playing, you know, back and forth football, you know, offensively, defensively, and we'll see how far we can take it.
Was there a sense of relief or joy or a boost when they turned the ball down?
Of course, of course. You got a defense like ours is backing, you know, our offense, especially in the rain. You know, that speaks volume. And that's the reason why I joined this organization, you know. Winning games like this, having fun with a defense, special teams, just playing off each other.
Emmanuel, as an offensive player, is it hard to say the words that defense wins championships?
It is. I mean, you want a defense when you're on offense, though, right? And you'll see, like, in the months of, like, December, January, when it really matters, defense has to step up. And I tell you what, I go into games confident because I know that we got, you know, Josh Allen at quarterback, and we got a great defense right now. So they're playing well.
Right, you know, there's a lot of hitters in the receiving corps. Three consecutive games with touchdowns for Dawson Knox. What have you seen out of him just so far?
Knox is... Like, I saw him in training camp, and, you know, I was like, okay. And lately, like, the past, like, 3 or 4 weeks, you just see, even at practice, it just clicked for him. He's a heck of a player, and I enjoy watching him play. And just watching him practice, you could tell he's going to have a big game week in and week out because of the way he goes to work.
Do you feel like you see that confidence out
of him? Yeah, it's growing. Well, I wasn't here last year, but from training camp to the past, like, 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks – I see, like, even from a speed perspective, like, he's practicing well. He looks good, right? And it's showing up in games.
Hey, Randall, things definitely changed in the second half in the red zone, but first half, you guys had to be a little frustrated to not punch it in down there.
Of course. You know, when you get in the red zone, you want to score points, right? And I feel like, you know, we had a great performance today, but when you look at it, you know, that's going to be a situation that, you know, we could have scored a lot more points than we scored. But, you know, it's the National Football League, and at the end of the day, you know, what was it, 40-0? So we're happy about that.
Hey, Ed, you said about the reputation. You said about the protector reputation. So what is the reputation for the defense? I mean, this team, the offense was so good a year ago, still good. But what do you think it is, the perception or the reality about how good your defense is now?
You know, we're just going to be a tag-oriented defense like our coach preached to us before every game. We're a tag-oriented defense, and we got to protect that reputation. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play downhill with the linebackers, and our DB is going to break on the ball, and our D-line going to penetrate. It's just that simple.
Ed, what's the defense proven over the first month of this season? 2 shutouts, handful of backup quarterbacks, and thoughts now with Kansas City on tap?
We really ain't proving nothing. It don't matter until you get into them later months and then the playoffs. That's what I done found out in this league. It don't matter what you do right now. It's about how you play then. But we building up to play well then. So, like, we just putting the reps in, getting the work in. So, you know, we know what time it is when we get there.
Manuel, the receiving corps, you, Beasley, Diggs, and Knox, you guys are coming together. So you guys on the sideline talking about it. You guys coming to a cohesive group.
Of course. It's fun. And, I was telling Bees the other day, like, this receiving core is deep. And a lot of people not even talk about Gabe Davis, you know, and Jake Kumerow. We're deep in the room. And one thing about us is, at first, I remember when Bees texted me, you know, when I was coming here, he said, hey, you ready to hoop? And I was like, oh, we playing basketball? Like, right? So every game, that's all we preach is, let's go out here and hoop. And when you hooping, how we hooping, we having a lot of fun. And, you know, we just every single week, we just put it on in practice, and it's showing up in games.
All right, that was Emmanuel Sanders, and of course you also heard there Ed Oliver after the game today. I'm going to end up going to another sound here. I don't have any callers. If you want to get your thoughts in, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550, the numbers to call. So going back to the locker room, we've got lots of sound today after the big win. We're going to hear from Micah Hyde and Jaquan Johnson, the safety duo today. Johnson filling in for Jordan Poyer, ends up with an interception, so a great day for the young the safety out of Miami. So let's going back to the locker room now to hear from Micah Hyde and Jaquan Johnson. It's brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured, call 1-800-8-MILLION.
And then the way the team reacts, I mean, obviously it's one thing to get it, to feel great, but that response you get from your teammates, what's that like for you?
I mean, you know, it's everything. You go out and work week in, week out with the guys, you know, blood, sweat, and tears out there on the practice field, and for them to be so happy for me when I make a play, it's so I put in a lot of work, and you know, the guys starting to respect me.
Was it Trey who came in there and gave you the ball?
Yeah, well, he just wanted to give me my first ball for my first interception. He told me to keep it, and he told me good play.
I saw one of the guys out there too, Jordan. What was he like this week as we were preparing for
time? I mean, Jordan Poyer, man, hats off to him. You know, he took me under his wing all off season. This entire week, he's been nothing but helpful, helping me with text, going over the offense, and he's just been a tremendous help, like a coach. So, you know, I love both of that.
Damn, if that's the question you're asking me, then we must be pretty good. Nah, you know, we're trying. We do it in practice. We set up the wall in practice, and we were able to get it in the end zone. And you know, we're just going to continue to work on that.
Your thoughts
on the defense? I mean, what can you say about your?
They come in bunches. They come in bunches, and we know that. Just keep attacking the football. You know, obviously the tips and overthrows are you know, obviously awesome to have, but I think that, you know, somebody like Cam in his turnover, the way he just punched the ball out. You know, it just took it from the guy. So, you know, you got to give Cam credit in that situation. But anytime you can get those and tips and overthrows and they come in bunches.
Michael, what is it like to see, you know, when Jordan goes down and Taren goes down and then you have guys like Jaquan and Cam stepping up and making these big plays, just seeing them be able to step in and, you know, so seamlessly?
You know, Quan, since day one coming into this organization, has worked his ass off. There was no doubt in my mind that he was gonna go out there and ball out. Same thing for Cam. You know, Cam, we call him Buffalo Cam. We say he's from here. Just, you know, he's been working his ass off too. And you know, our safety coach joked around the other day talking about we have a farm system here. Kind of feels like college. You know, you got the seniors and you got the guys underneath us that are just working and they're, you know, can't wait for their opportunities. And you know, today was one of them. But can't say enough about Quan and Cam. These guys are you know, the Buffalo Bills through and through. They put their head down and work and come out when it's your opportunity and ball out.
All right, that was Bills safeties Micah Hyde and Jaquan Johnson following today's 40-0 win over the Houston Texans. I'm going to take a timeout. We've got head coach Sean McDermott that's coming on later. Then we've got Josh Allen and Dawson Knox. That'll be coming up here next on WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.